much. And welcome to Tool Time. I'm your host, of course, Tim the Tool Man Taylor. And you all know my assistant, Al. I can't find a better job, Borland. Anyway, all this week, Al and I will be doing our salute to safety. Because after all, Al, a safe workplace is a happy workplace, right?
I wouldn't know, Tim.
And who better to help us with our salute to safety week than the boys at K&B Construction Company. Let's get them out here with a big round of applause to the Tool Time crowd. Come on, get them out here! Welcome aboard, guys.
Hey, always great to be here, Timmy.
And the reason I asked these guys down here is a darn good one. These guys probably have the toughest job in construction in the state of Michigan, working on the high steel. And these guys have a perfect safety record for the last 195 days. 195. Think about that.
Timmy, I'm afraid that record stopped at 194.
Good night, nurse. What happened?
Well, yesterday, somebody had a little accident with a rivet.
Well, you see, Tim, I was so excited about coming back on your show, I let one of those red-hot rivets slip.
Yes, you did.
Hey, well, look on the bright side. You didn't burn any hair.
Tim, rivet accidents are no laughing matter.
And neither are you, Al. Hey, before we get to our safety demonstration, I'd like to get to a letter on a very controversial subject by Charles Eddington from Grosse Pointe, Michigan. He writes, "Dear Tim, you've taken this masculinism bit too far. All you do is use loud tools, act macho, and grunt like an ape. Your show makes me sick, and so do you." He continues, "I'd like to see a lot less of that Al guy. I hate Al."
Can I see that, Tim?
We don't have time for that, Al. You know, maybe Chaz is right. Maybe we should stop this grunting. What do you think?
No!
Hey! Folks, what do you think? Stop the grunting?
No!
Well, Chucky, I tried. I think it's time to give this letter back to the complaint department. Lisa?
Here you go, Tim. I'll load it.
Thanks, Lisa. Chucky, this is the complaint department. Al, want to hold that letter up for me?
I don't think so, Tim.
I'd like to respond by saying, Charlie, thanks for sharing your feelings. Please feel free to write anytime.
Table.
They're petals, see? It's romantic. I'm going to give your father the surprise dinner tonight, and I want everything to be perfect for him.
Then why aren't you eating in front of the TV?
Why don't you go get your suitcase? Randy, come on, move it.
Not yet. I think Brad and Jennifer are going to kiss.
What?
Well, they've been looking at each other like that for an hour.
I have never seen him stare at anything that long. Maybe I should just glue his history book to her face. Jennifer, I didn't know you were still here. Bye.
Will I see you tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be playing football at the park.
Maybe I'll come by.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Jennifer punched you. Kathy Kramer said when a girl punches a boy, she wants to get a hot kiss on the lips.
That is not what it means.
Well, Kathy Kramer should know, Mom. She went to school in France.
You stay away from her. Brad, you are way too young to be thinking about kissing. There's other things that you need to think about first, like, shaving.
I've shaved. Not a cat, stupid. We'll go pack.
Just don't concentrate.
All right, let's see. Rock, you've got 14 peanuts in your hat.
Yes.
Tim, you've got 15.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Got them again.
Yes.
Winner and still champion. Tim, the tool man, Taylor, and the crowd goes wild.
It's getting late, guys. I'm going to call my wife real quick.
Oh, wait, Tim, am I hearing this right? You have to check in with the little woman?
Those pants come in a man size, Timmy?
Hey, back off, fellas. I'm showing a little consideration. You got a problem with this?
Hello?
Hey, butthead.
Excuse me.
Honey, not, you're not a butthead. Of course, I got hit with a peanut.
Tim, where are you?
I'm down at Big Mike's with the guys from KMB.
Well, I thought you said this morning that you were coming right home.
Yeah, I know I said that, but we had a great show, so we stopped by for a few beers. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah. That sounds like fun. But I want you to know that I'm really looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, same here, you know. I'll be home real soon, 15 minutes tops. I'm on my way out the door right now. Set your timer.
Okay. I'm just going to be listening to a little, Billie Holiday.
Yeah, I'm coming right home.
I'll be waiting.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You guys, I think I gotta get out of here.
No. Hey,
Timmy, you can't leave. Your peanut crown's on the line.
You've been challenged in the peanut plunge.
By who? I beat everybody.
Except me.
One more.
Oh,
unbelievable. Set the timer.
Hello? It's me. Hey, Jill. What are you doing sitting here in the... Uh-oh. Hey, looks like you planned something special.
Yeah.
You put together a little dinner for... Uh-huh. Hey, where are the kids?
Your mother came and picked them up.
No kids. Oh, no.
Yeah, so we could have a nice romantic evening alone together, just me and that chicken on your plate.
So you must have had to carry the conversation.
I just want to know what happened to 15 minutes. Set the timer.
Honey, I'm really sorry, but the guys and I got in some real serious discussions about, relationship things, you know. Men, women stuff. Sharing feelings. Pretty heavy stuff.
I spent 2 days planning this evening. Do you have any idea how long it's been since we had a quiet, romantic evening together?
I was on the phone. Why don't you say come home?
I wanted to surprise you.
Well, I'm surprised.
If
Come on, Jill, lighten up. I didn't understand what you meant on the phone.
Well, what did you think I meant when I said all that stuff about how I was looking forward to seeing you and, I'll be waiting?
Oh, like you said it like that, I'll be waiting.
Well, I wanted to be more subtle. What did you want me to say? The kids are gone, I'm home alone, come and take me, Big Daddy.
Well, that I understand.
Good night.
Come on, Jill. I don't go out with these guys every night. What's making you so angry?
I am angry because you said you were going to be home in 15 minutes and then you weren't. Because I'm flirting with you like crazy on the phone, you didn't even notice. And most of all, because I went to all this trouble for nothing. I spent the whole evening by myself, and now you're stuck with a plate of cold food.
Oh, don't worry about me. I ate at the bar. Wait. I didn't have dessert.
When a girl punches you, do you think she wants to kiss you?
If it's an uppercut, no. It's a short jab to the shoulder, maybe.
That's what I thought.
Has Jennifer been giving you jabs or uppercuts?
Jabs.
Huh? Does that worry you?
Yeah.
Me too.
But when you and Mom kiss, do you ever bump noses?
Are you kidding? We got the tilt thing now. When you kiss a woman, you got to lean to one side. She's got to go to the other side so you don't mash noses. Unless you could find a woman whose nose is big enough you could fit right into it. Listen.
Dad.
Don't rush into this kissing thing, okay?
That's what Mom said. She said I'm too young.
And she's right. She's really smart. We didn't start kissing till last week.
Hey, Doof, you want to go play some football? Don't punch me.
Hey, punch you. Gotta kiss him. Come on.
No way.
Hey, leave those eggs alone, please. It's my breakfast.
Well, where's Mom? And how come you're eating alone?
No reason.
You and Mom have a fight?
No, we did not have a fight.
So what'd you do wrong, Dad?
I didn't do anything wrong. Remember that, little mister. Now go on, play or do something.
Okay. He has a fight with Mom. He has to take it out on me.
Tim, about last night, did you make me breakfast?
Yeah.
This is really sweet.
Well, you're worth it, honey. I got up this morning and I was thinking, what could I do for Jill? And it just came to me, eggs.
Andrew, they're delicious.
Mmm.
Tim, I feel really bad about last night. I think
Hey, Dad.
Don't interrupt.
How come Mom gets to eat your eggs?
There's no name on these. Kids.
Great. Your eggs.
What's mine is yours, honey.
I know, Tim. What's yours is yours. You see, that's the difference between us. I would have made you breakfast because I'm always focused on you.
Are you saying I don't do anything romantic for you?
Well, that's not what I'm saying. In fact, that whole thing last night was your idea.
That was my idea?
Yeah. You know, the other night we were watching that Charles Boyer movie on The Late Show, and there was that real romantic kind of like dinner scene between Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer. You said, wouldn't it be nice if we did that?
I meant talk with accents.
Why don't you just ever tune in to me?
What am I supposed to do, read your mind? At least when I want something, it's pretty clear what it is I want.
Well, that's true, Tim. Your signals are real clear. You crush a beer can on your head, that means, I need another one. You belch. That's I'm done. And, honey, I took a shower. That's wake up, I'm ready.
Safety on the job site is a priority. That's why proper equipment is essential. Custom designed hard hat. And proper safety goggles to protect your eyes from unexpected objects.
Anyway, these goggles are specially coated to reduce glare and prevent scratching.
And they're vented for your added comfort.
And so is Al. Anyway, the important thing here is safety on the job site. And safety starts at a little spot right here. You must have direct and clear communication between your coworkers. Now look out! See? Had this been a real emergency, Al would be safe because I gave him a clear and direct signal. And as Al's co-worker, I'm concerned with the safety, just as Al is concerned with mine. Right, Al?
What's your point, Tim?
Good, direct question. My point is, I don't think women are as clear with their signals as men. I know they're not. On a job site, for instance, if a man holds up a stop sign, he means, hey, stop there! If a woman holds up a stop sign, if she designed this, it'd say, if you really knew me, you'd know what you should do right now.
Hard on the touchdown.
Yeah, no big deal.
Is your arm okay?
Just tore off a hunk of skin. It doesn't hurt.
I fell from a bike once and cut my knee. It was all green and full of pus.
Oh, cool.
You want to see the scar?
Sure.
Jill? Hey, Jill. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt anything. Excuse me a minute, Jennifer. Brad, where's your mom?
I don't know.
She went to the store.
Come on down from there, you little monkeys. Come out of here.
You guys are dead.
Get out of that tree.
Come on, Jennifer, I'll walk you home.
Okay. Bye, Mr. Taylor.
Bye, Jennifer. What the heck do you think you're doing up there? Hope you're satisfied. You embarrass your brother on his date.
Yeah, that was a plan.
Bad plan. Go embarrass somebody else.
Yeah, it had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who.
Hi-ho, tone-deaf neighbor.
Hey, Wilson. What are you doing with that feather?
Tim, I'm practicing an ancient Japanese technique.
Sumo tickling.
No, Tim, I'm cross-pollinating irises. You take a feather and move the pollen from the stamen, it had to be you, to the pistil, it had to be you.
Why do you sing?
Gets him in the mood, Tim. Here's to L'Amour.
Well, there won't be any L'Amour at this house tonight.
Tim, I think I hear a problem.
If you got a minute, Wilson, listen. Jill says she's sending out signals that I'm not picking up. I say the signals are so subtle, no man could pick them up.
Well, Tim, I think men are capable of grasping very subtle ideas.
What are you saying?
Well, maybe not all men. Tim, you're putting a bored-out, small-block 350 engine into your hot rod, right?
You bet I am. 400 crank, 30 to a 383.
Oh, that's a very complex piece of machinery.
400 ponies. Holly double pumper.
Yeah, you betcha.
2200 RPM stall converter. Purrs like a kitten. Maybe a big cat.
Now, if something went wrong with that engine, you'd be able to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
King, king, ping, ding, ding, ding. Metal to metal noises. Valve train. Maybe camshaft, lower end. Bad news. Arcing sounds, always electrics. If it's just dead, you can pick up on this stuff.
Well, that's very, very subtle. Must be hard to pick up on that.
Now, if you're tuned in, really paying attention.
Doggy. Oh, you. Oh, it has to be you. It seems like it's always me. Yeah.
Hi, ma'am. Telephone repairman here to fix the phone.
Tim, what are you doing?
My name's Fred, ma'am.
Fred?
Yeah, Fred. Got a report of some cross signals at this house. At the faulty unit over here?
Yeah, Fred. I've been having some trouble getting through to my husband.
I can fix that, ma'am. You here by yourself? It's been hard on a woman. fine looking as you, big house like this, get a little lonely, huh? Do you like gladiator movies?
Tim, I don't think you should do that.
It's not Tim, it's Fred. Here's your problem. The receiver's just not picking up signals.
Well, maybe it's my fault. Maybe sometimes I don't speak clearly enough.
No, it's not your fault. Your signals are quite clear. Well, there's your problem right there, ma'am. The attentive wire's faulty. Just tighten it up, make it super.
Tim, no.
Fred.
Fred.
Just needs a little tweaking.
Well, Fred, while you're tweaking, maybe I should get us a glass of wine.
Do you usually talk to repairmen like this?
Nah, it's just something about that name, Fred.
Well, there she is. Good as new.
Does this mean that my husband will pick up on all my signals now?
Loud and clear, babe.
Well, do you think that he'll pick up on this one?
Rotator cuff problem?
How about this one?
You want me to steal second?
Maybe I'm being too subtle.
Look out, lady. You don't want to pay your bill, do you, lady?
You remember the first time you kissed me?
Mm-hmm.
It was outside my dorm after Casablanca.
I thought it was after that darn cat starring Dean Jones. I often get those films confused. I remember. I hesitated.
Mm-hmm.
Then you shut your eyes. Why, my heart was going crazy, wasn't it? And then we did the tilt thing, Ron. And then we locked.
Mommy and Daddy sitting in the tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. We're in the tree, stupid.
A quality safety hat and goggles.
Really whacked the
and proper equipment is essential. A safety hat. Safety hat.